Hello. Thank you for joining for quote 78 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. We begin by going back to the truth of who we are, and from this truth, we let the quote speak to us of the truth. As we sink deeply into our hearts, into the truth of who we are, we take a few deep breaths. Allowing the body and the mind to settle in to the next few minutes. Ramana Maharshi says, "Go back the way you came." And I'd like to practice that. Go back the way you came. So if I go back 5 years, the story of Karen is different. I take away the loss of family members. I'm at a different place 5 years ago. Thank you. And if I go back 10 years, I'm at a different place again. And if I go back to the time just after high school, I'm at a different place again. I take away all that that's been added on since high school. I'm not a wife. I didn't go to college. I didn't have my first and second and third jobs. I don't have a car. I don't have all the beliefs that I've accumulated or that had been accumulated. Since then, and I go back to being 5 years old, and I'm at a different place. I'm not been educated with all the thoughts of school. Going back to the mindset of a 5 year old. Letting go of all that has been accumulated since. Going back the way we came. and then going back even further. For me, I need to use imagination here because I don't remember it. But I can imagine being a brand new baby, having learned nothing, having had no experiences, going back the way I came, as a brand new being. There's nothing but awareness. A foot comes into view, and somehow I reach for it and touch it. I learn what the foot is. Going back the way we came, to before the foot comes into view. Thank you. there's an awareness of existence. There's consciousness, the one that's aware of the existence. That's who I am. That's where I came from, the awareness. Is the beginning. Sit here in the beginning, being only consciousness, awareness, being aware of being aware. a thought comes up, or a sound, or anything that tries to distract you away, simply go back the way you came. Notice that this distraction has been added on to the beginning, and return back to the beginning. Go back the way you came. If a thought comes up, or a sound, or anything that tries to distract you away, simply go back the way you came. Notice that this distraction has been added on to the beginning, and return back to the beginning. Go back the way you came. Thank you. as we sit in this place of the beginning, the truth of who we are. Margaret Coble tells us who we are. This is the truth of what we are. You may want to repeat it to yourself as I say it from this place of the beginning. I am love. Non-dual love. Absolute love. Unconditional love. Love is my own nature. Fulfilled love. All satisfying love. Desireless love. Eternal love. Supreme. I am. She says we need to apply a new cosmic type of mind, a mind rooted in the ocean of Atman, self. This is that cosmic mind, the one rooted and where it all began. I am love, non-dual love, absolute love, unconditional love. Love is my own nature. Fulfilled love, all-satisfying love. Desireless love, eternal love supreme. This is who I am. This is my truth. Thank you. The belief in separation is the belief in death. Because the belief in separation is the belief in beginnings and endings. But the one unifying field is the awareness of continuation. So awareness of the one unifying field is awareness of life itself, given from our Holy Spirit. The belief in separation is the belief in death, because the belief in separation is the belief in beginnings and endings. But the one unifying field is the awareness of continuation. So awareness of the one unifying field is awareness of life itself. The belief in separation is the belief in death, because the belief in separation is the belief in beginnings and endings. But the one unifying field is the awareness of continuation. So awareness of the one unifying field is awareness of life itself. The belief in separation is the belief in death, because the belief in separation is the belief in beginnings and endings. But the one unifying field is the awareness of continuation. So awareness of the one unifying field is awareness of life itself. Thank you. Thank you for joining for quote 78 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Donegers. Namaste.